1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspending his presidential campaign and at a Trump rally Friday evening, endorsing the former president. So the question now, where will his supporters go? ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks.
A little bit of split messaging overnight from Democrats. The party saying basically good riddance. He always had the backing of Trump donors. They said that this was inevitable because that's where sort of his support had been. But you saw the Harris team really make a direct appeal to his voters, saying for those who want to turn the page on Trump, there's a place in her campaign for them.
One person detained but not charged after a deadly knife attack at a festival in Solingen, Germany, that left at least three people killed, five others seriously injured. Authorities investigating a motive. Officials in Italy launching a manslaughter investigation into the sinking of a luxury yacht that left seven people, including British tech tycoon, dead off the coast of Sicily. This is ABC News. New details on the sinking of a luxury yacht off the Italian coast one day after the body of the last victim was recovered.
Italian officials announcing they are launching a manslaughter investigation after seven people were killed when that luxury superyacht sank off the coast of Sicily, including two Americans, lawyer Chris Morvillo and his wife Netta. Prosecutors now saying negligence and behaviors that were not perfectly in order may be to blame here, though they are not investigating any one individual.
ABC's Innes de la Catera. New fallout from the assassination attempt on former President Trump last month. The Secret Service putting several agents on administrative duty. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Sources telling ABC News those agents were involved in the planning of the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. They are now no longer allowed to work on protection of any candidates.
The move coming nearly 6 weeks after the killing of one man, wounding of three others, including the former president. Dave Packer, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Libraries are pushing back against the proposals in Project 2025, the so-called wish list for the next Republican president. Mark Moran reports.
The latest report from the Every Library Institute says the Republican Party's agenda, as outlined in the document known as Project 2025, takes aim at places where students can read, discover, and explore. Conservatives call it a matter of accountability. In Iowa, there are at least 540 public libraries, fourth highest in the nation. More than 400 are among the scant cultural resources in towns with populations of less than 2,500. Peter Bromberg with the Institute says Project 2025, a massive effort to reclassify civil service workers as political appointees, would take direct aim at libraries and the people who work there.
You know, librarians and teachers are highly trusted and well-known and well-loved in their communities. It's really kind of a shocking and extreme attempt to twist our democratic society and our institutions into more of a totalitarian theocracy.
But backers of Project 2025 say librarians need to be held accountable for what's on their shelves. Bromberg says Project 2025 promotes book bans, restricts LGBTQ content, and undermines the intellectual freedom and inclusivity that libraries are known for. He believes that would ultimately threaten students' educational quality and could presage the end of libraries serving as open and inclusive spaces for people who want to learn. This is Mark Moran for Iowa News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. We'll see a high near 83. Slight chance of rain tonight, a low of 66. Mostly sunny, 83 again for Sunday. 70 Sunday night, warmer for Monday with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. For Tuesday, sunny and a high of 88.
It's 73 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran joins the show to talk movies and TV. And Wisconsin native comedian Mary Mack joins the show to talk about her tour of the state.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello! Welcome to Raised in Wisco. I am Danielle Fairman. I am sitting in the big, wonderful host seat today because our Joel Clayfish is down in Texas. He is down in Texas because he is moving his daughter, his youngest daughter, to college. So both of his daughters are down in Texas. I mean, it has to be a big old empty house now, but I'm sure I would be happy, but who knows? I don't have any kids, so I have no idea. But Joel is down there in Texas, so you get me and our wonderful host today, or our guest today. And we're going to talk about our weekly Wisco right away because we have so much to talk about. I'm very excited to talk with you ladies. All ladies here in the studio besides Bandit, of course, which is very exciting.
We've got our very own women's zone in here.
Don't we? Oh, look at you, Jess. I'm so proud of
you. But Bandit's here.
He's going to be there, too.
Yeah.
I'm definitely bringing him on Saturday.
You better.
And speaking of Saturday... Saturday is when everybody will be listening to this, and so maybe somehow at the Women's Zone we can turn on and listen to our radio show. I feel like that'd be perfect if somebody
that
has a Milwaukee speaker or something, just bring it along and we can listen to Civic Media.
Yeah.
Or we can listen to Spotify or go on YouTube and listen to us, which is absolutely perfect. And now that wonderful voice you hear is someone we have had on the radio previously. Both of you guys. I'm very excited.
Because
you guys are great people to talk to because you're so knowledgeable. You have put yourself into so many different categories. You guys are extremely busy.
Yes.
And I just do this busy. And very randomly the Waterfall Expo situation. So once a year and work. I do not know how you guys walk every single day to do these things and drive. We were talking before the show and you said you drove 200 miles today.
Yeah.
Doing what? What were you doing? Oh, so sorry. Introduce yourself. Say what you're doing.
Hey,
hello.
Guys. So I'm Alex Zell.
This is you've been to the house before. I gave you a drink. Now get yourself a drink.
Yeah, make yourself at home, right?
Yeah. You know the spiel. You can introduce yourself.
Yeah, so I'm Alex Zell. I am the state director and the national Share the Heritage assistant to Rachel Voss, who's our national director for the program First Hunt.
Wonderful lady.
And awesome lady. And then we have a company with us, my right hand. And I'm her right hand, our deputy state director, Megan Salazar.
Hey, Megan.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. So. But hey, that's me. Yep.
That's how that we
That's
spend,
us.
So. So, Megan, what was your title again?
I'm deputy director?
Deputy state director
that's
for
awesome.
Wisconsin.
Lots of words in
lots
there.
Lots of words and stuff and junk. You need a name tag.
Right?
Just well, a BA.
I need a name tag because most people don't ever remember my name, so.
Oh. I don't know your name.
What?
I always remember you as Megan Matthews,
well,
though.
Well, that's why. Nobody knows which one's the right one. So.
Her job is so, you know, she's got to have, like, cover names because...
Perfect.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, super sneaky.
Secret job.
Yep.
But so, my weekly Wisco, I did something for the first time, which I love saying this. It was my first rodeo. I went to my first rodeo.
Are you serious?
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
It was your first rodeo.
My first rodeo ever at the Brown County Fair. Okay. rewind a little bit. Not like an actual like PBR situation. It was a county fair rodeo, which is still the same rodeo.
Those are the best ones.
Somebody still did get hurt. So I'm pretty sure if I say it wasn't an actual rodeo, he would be livid.
Yeah.
But it was...
It only counts if somebody gets hurt?
I don't know. I feel like he would be upset if I said that. Like,
everyone
it wasn't really
a rodeo.
But it was all the things, which I'm sure you guys were.
I used to live up there, so I've been
really?
To it before.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. My first time up there.
Yep.
I have a friend that lives in Black Creek, Lauren Danner, and she's super sweet, super wonderful, and Erica. So they're like, hey, just come up here with Bandit, and we'll go to the rodeo, we'll go to the fair. And I was like, done. Let's go. I'll take a Saturday off. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. But it was Brown County Fair. And again, you guys probably think this is normal, but not to me. There was barrel racing. There was a hilarious rodeo clown.
I used to do that. Not the clown thing, the barrel racing thing.
I was going to say, I never knew that about you, Megan.
No, not the clown.
The saddle bronc and then the regular bull riding. And I'm like, wow, this is awesome. And everybody was super cheerful, happy. Everyone said, excuse me. Everyone offered people beers. The barrel racing girls was going around. They did the cool like flag horse trick things.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but it was awesome.
I'm not sure either.
They didn't have the little kids riding the sheep, did they?
Did they do that?
What is it? Mutton?
Mutton busted.
Yeah.
They did not have that, but they did.
What?
They did have a midget on a tiny horse.
Oh yeah. Usually there's one at every rodeo and he's like famous. He's like famous for being that guy.
It was awesome. He's just going dee, 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 dee. I'm like, wait for me, I got little legs.
He's usually the best one.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It was absolutely fantastic, but it wasn't, but the first guy out on the bull or no, sorry, the saddle bronc, I think I'm saying that correctly. He went head over heels and the horse landed on his ribs.
Oh boy.
Yeah. He just...
Broken ribs suck.
Never... He wasn't wearing his like guard stuff, braces or something?
I don't know. And they talked about squishing his gonads too. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like,
ooh,
we all just got silent. The whole crowd said a prayer. And I'm like, oh wow.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so bad for this gentleman right now. And
this was the first
off.
One?
It was my first ever one.
Oh boy.
That guy out was the first guy. And this was also my first rodeo.
Yeah.
It was... I cannot wait to go to another one.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. But your weekly Wisco, Alex?
My weekly Wisco. Well, last weekend we had a PRS match. I know he came on the show before and talked about it because Chris shoots it. He's had a phenomenal season.
Yeah.
I mean, he's taken top production every single match, but one where he tied for first place and it came down to the tiebreaker and he was 4 seconds slow.
4 seconds?
4 seconds Ugh. Slow. Vortex does a lot for PRS and love Vortex. But in September, he's going to the finale because he qualified. So hopefully he'll shoot his best there.
Oh, yay.
We'll see. But looking forward to that. It's in Indiana.
Indiana?
Yep.
Well, how many people are usually at that competing?
That one will be a really big one. Probably over 120 shooters.
Oh, wow.
Probably.
It's a thing.
Yeah. It's a big thing.
Well, good luck. Good luck to him. Yeah. Absolutely. Good luck to him.
Mm-hmm.
Megan.
What did I do?
What did you do?
Oh.
You did a thing and I really want to do the thing.
What thing?
The thing. The thing you do weekly.
Oh, scuba diving.
AKA weekly Wisco.
Where did I dive? Oh, it's a Pine Lake in Shaniqua.
How long have you been diving for?
I got certified when I was 12.
12? Oh, yeah.
And I'm 40 now. So. I took a long hiatus.
So what do you just go, just say, I want to go in this lake and just go, or is there like an objective? Like, do you want to go like
find stuff?
Oh, ooh, I love finding stuff. You should do the lure thing that the guy does up north all the time.
Oh, Ed the Diver?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, we find.
Know him by name.
Lures.
No big
we
deal.
We find bottles and things like that. So,
yeah.
Lots of cool stuff.
Oh, man.
People lose lots of stuff on boats. So.
Oh, yeah. Done.
Did,
yeah.
did you find done anything did. Interesting this past week?
No, I found a Miller Lite bottle and like a PBR can, and I was very disappointed. So,
what's the coolest thing you found?
I did some really cool.
Since you're 12.
Oh, well, I used to dive for shark's teeth down in Florida. So, those
what?
Are cool.
Oh, jeez.
Like, she's got a lot of
million year old
she's
shark's
got a lot.
Teeth.
Like, huge like the megalodon
nice.
That are like that big.
Megalodon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Can you bring that Saturday so I can look at it?
Sure, I'll bring you one.
I'll remind her.
Thank you. I've never seen a shark tooth. Come
no?
on.
No.
No.
Okay.
Why would there's no sharks in Wisconsin?
How do you know?
I don't. Maybe megalodon.
Maybe there's
in
like
Michigan.
Some like freshwater shark in like Lake Superior.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I dove that. But the
That's
cool
awesome.
Thing coming up is it's going to be hunting season starting next week.
I know.
Absolutely.
I'm very excited
Which
about that.
Which also means bird hunting tournament season for me.
Yeah.
So
So what's your first bird tournament?
BDC Labor Day Challenge, I think. It's in Albert Lea, Minnesota.
What is BDC?
Bird Dog Challenge.
Oh, wow. Very original.
Timed, I know. Timed shoot to retrieve. Have to find X number of birds in a field with the dog. Dog has to find, flush, and retrieve it. And you get deductions for not shooting it with one shot.
What dog are you bringing?
Liv, the 2022 national champion.
Look at you. I love how excited you are about that.
I mean, she's won nationals twice now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have brought Liv today,
she's
Bannon.
In heat.
Just kidding. Well,
She gets cranky when she's in heat.
Oh, don't we all, though?
So.
Don't we all?
Maybe a little.
We all just look at each other like, yep, we sure do.
Really.
Yeah, poor Joel. He's probably really happy he's not here. Good for Joel. I don't know. We're all like talking about this stuff. Yeah, yes. I'm super excited.
We're having a good time.
Yes, we are. But other than that, this weekend is when, again, everyone's going to be listening to us. So hopefully you're at the Waterfall Hunters Expo at the Sunny View Expo Center in Oshkosh. If you message Waterfall Hunters Expo on Facebook, you can, us ladies, get in for free, which is an absolutely wonderful incentive. But I am I'm hesitant of asking this question. Obviously, we're posting all over social media, but I also have people, you know, there's always going to be a negative comment here and there. Yep. Not necessarily negative, but just more like of, hey, what, why, what, where, when, how situation.
Mm-hmm.
And this question got me thinking. There are definitely, the women are fastest growing in the hunting industry, correct?
Yeah.
Like we have, you guys do your women's hunt for the First Hunt Foundation. You do the women's only. I do a bunch of women only fishing charters, hunting charters, just anything women only.
Mm-hmm.
So do you, I don't even know how to ask this question.
I feel like I know what you want to ask.
I have no clue.
Yeah. You have no clue. So when, do you think we're putting too much just on the woman industry? Like for the Waterfowl Hunters Expo, which last year it was 70-30. So only about 30% of the people that showed up or bought tickets were females.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously this has always been, this has been pretty much a men's world out there that we're living in.
Yeah.
And we are slowly getting in there, which is absolutely fantastic. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
But do you think we are doing it too much, or do you think we need to do it more, just keep where we're going?
I actually had this conversation with Kara earlier this week.
Did you?
We were talking about how social media, how some women figures in social media have kind of made it look, has like tainted it for women in a way, because people sexualize things and people only do things for attention, for, I guess you would say, clout. Right?
This is true.
And we were saying, we're like, you know what? Sometimes I'd rather go hunting with a 75-year-old man over go shoot, you know, with
imagine those stories, though. Like, hunting with people that have been doing this their whole entire lives and they're over 50. I'm like, you, every single day.
Absolutely.
But can I bring my dog?
Right. And I think Alex and I've had this conversation too recently about different companies that are actually kind of taking advantage of women for it.
Yes. Like, this is very true.
They're setting up these women only hunts and like making it seem like it's so exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
And then the price they charge
is
when
crazy.
I could literally just go to that same thing myself and pay a fraction of that.
Absolutely. And this is absolutely a great topic that this will always forever be a topic, I guess, from now on. But this weekend, I'm very excited because it is the women's zone.
It is
and
the women's
zone.
And
hopefully we see everybody there. And then the recipe that's for today is the recipe I'm making for the women's zone.
Ooh, nice.
Cannot wait to tell you.
All right.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, car insurance is one of those expenses I do not love to renegotiate after I buy it. But with car insurance prices going through the roof, I am paying a lot more attention to it these days. Check this out. If you're driving less, some experts say it's around 10,000 or fewer miles a year, then you might qualify for a lower premium. Consumer Reports said that some companies offer what they call verified mileage programs, where you can get even more savings by reporting your odometer reading on a regular basis. It might be worth it to call your insurance agent and find out if you qualify. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I am Danielle Fairman alongside Megan and Alex and Jess. And in our third segment, I'm super excited to talk with you, Jess. Everybody needs to stay tuned and listen. We have some very exciting news.
Sure
I cannot
do.
Wait. We ended talking about the woman.
The women's movement in Huntington.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you for completing my sentence because it was just a big blah. So I was asked a question on social media if they think that people that are doing the women's only situation, are we just doing it too much, too often and everything? But I don't know the numbers statewide of how many women are joining now compared to 5 years ago. I do not have those numbers, which I'm not sure. But to me, I believe it's happening a lot more often because I do see it. And as Megan pointed out before, like some women are getting a little risque about this situation just for all the likes because social media is taking over.
Well, and I think that's what's helping expand it too, because now people have more outlets to reach other people or resources instead of like, what do? Go to a gun club and there's a bunch of guys and I say, I need to learn how to shoot. Mm-hmm. Like when you have an outlet on social media, it's a lot easier.
Absolutely.
To meet people that way though.
Yeah. And don't get us wrong. Each one of us, we support all the men. Men are actually very supportive out there.
Absolutely.
And it's wonderful to have them because they're extremely knowledgeable. They've been doing this since they could probably walk. Mm-hmm. And I just started 11, 12 years ago. So I'm still brand new to this situation compared to other people that are doing it for 30, 40, 50 years. And as we were talking about before, like, yes, please, I will go with the 75-year-old farmer out in that field to talk about anything because they always have the best stories. Not going to lie. They do.
They really do.
But this weekend, we have been talking about it all month, but just because we believe it's such a huge thing this weekend. August 26th, Sunnyview Expo Center. I am talking about this again. Yes, stay
24th.
Tuned.
24th.
Just kidding, 24th. August 24th.
That's Monday.
I was like, what?
I thought today was Wednesday. Like,
I know. Our days are all off.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be Friday. So.
Yeah. It's construction busy season. Yeah. It is right before hunting season.
My goodness. Like, construction season?
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
It took me 3 hours to get back from Green Bay today.
3 hours?
Because they just have, like, all of highway shut down.
And they're working extra hard right now.
Everywhere.
They're working extra hard right now because Labor Day weekend is around the corner and they have to be off the roads. So yes, we appreciate us construction workers, but
absolutely.
Man, oh man, it is. It's a lot. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. I have worked the most I ever have all year in my whole entire life and I'm so tired.
I'm just so tired.
Now I have to go knock on farmers' doors with bags underneath my eyes. I'm like, hey, I made a pie. Can I hunt here?
That's how you do it though. And you'll get a yes.
Especially with a pie.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, right?
Baked goods open so many doors.
Right? It does.
I'm
wait on man's heart.
I have perfected the it truly is though.
Yeah.
And mine. Please feed me. apple cobbler bars. I can't do the pie pies, but I can do the pie bars for
that
some odd reason. I
don't know. Good.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, enough food talk.
All
that's later
woman
on
zone.
In the segment. Women's Zone. So, Women's Zone, we have from 9 a.m. to 3:50, and there's all different segments. Some of them are an hour long, some of them are 2 hours long, and there's always going to be something going on, which is
for sure.
Absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And again, I've only been doing this, I'm just going to say 12 years now. I still have so many questions. I can use a goose call, but when it comes to duck calling, no. I can do the feeder.
I don't even do the
feeder call, but when it comes to calling on the duck, nope, not happening. Can't do it. I just sound like a big old fart, It drives me insane. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. So we actually have the duck calling clinic from 10 a.m. to 10:45.
Perfect.
We will also have stands and booths, and we will be by the shooting range as well.
Yeah, there's close to 200 vendors.
Oh, 200. Yep. They're sold out. Yep. There's, I think this is the first year they've sold out completely. Yep. So it's nonstop. It is growing. I think this is their fifth year or sixth year.
I believe it's the fifth.
Yeah, the fifth year. So it's going to be huge, and they're selling out, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger every single year, which is fantastic. But from 9 a.m. to 9:45, there's a shotgun handling with Emily and people from Girl and a Gun.
And me. I think I'm there, too.
You, of course you are.
And
you
Megan.
Can, you can do all of
Emily's
this.
Emily's with the DNR, and she's a wing shooting instructor.
Is she?
Through there, she's very through nice. DNR, she's awesome.
So. See, this is one of the, I don't know this stuff. I'm glad I'm talking with you.
She's on the panel, too.
Serene, I think. Shotguns is going to be there, which is a woman's
specific siren.
Yes.
I think, I'm not sure if it's siren or siren.
I think it's siren.
It's a beautiful purple and black siren.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Very nice guns. They will have a representative there, and I believe there's another.
Browning's going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Browning's definitely going to be there.
And is Browning there? Actually is going to have a fitting specialist.
Yep, sorry. So I just looked on Facebook. That's why I was sorry I interrupted you. But it is siren, S-R-Y-E-N.
That's what I thought it was spelled like that. Yeah.
Yeah, something weird. But booth. SV4 on August 24th, not 26th.
Look at that.
Weird. The duck calling clinic. So can how are you on the duck call?
Kazoo.
Kazoo. I'm a harmonica on the duck call. I mean, don't
that
even.
That is awesome.
My friends let me try when there's no birds around.
You can't be perfect at everything, Megan.
Yeah,
you can't do
everything.
One thing.
I try.
Leave us for something, please.
I try.
How are you on the duck call, Alex?
Like I said, it sounds like I'm like blowing the horn to wake up in the morning.
But
like,
she can turkey call.
I can turkey call.
Like, we're talking about a diaphragm? Are we talking about
a mouth
box?
Call. Yeah. I usually have
I almost choked on my diaphragm.
I love mouth calls. They're just so convenient.
They are.
Yeah. They're quiet in your cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I absolutely believe them. I believe that too. Ladies decoy demonstration.
Yep. So that's going to be Cara. And I'm going to assist her.
Oh, nice,
I think that starts at 11.
I believe
so. Dive Bomb Decoys is going to be so generous to let us use some of their decoys.
Wonderful. I love
Cara's got some scenarios that she's thinking up about, you know, windage, you know, are you in a pothole? Are you in a little bit deeper water? Are you hunting with dogs? You know,
how do you feel about silhouettes? Silhouettes,
I think for
meaning,
goose hunting, it's fine.
I think they're great. Yeah.
Especially if you have to put out a ton for like snow goose hunting. Like,
yeah. A ton.
Like, don't overcomplicate things, you know?
No. Oh, I totally do.
Yeah.
All the time with every little thing I do. It's annoying.
You have to,
like, I have this callus on my hand. I'm trying to think of where I got it from. I keep rubbing. Like, it's a whole situation. My brain needs to shut up. Okay. But silhouettes. And silhouettes, for people that do not know, when I say silhouette, I don't mean your black line outline of the background. It is just a cardboard cutout of a goose or a duck or any animal, and you put it on two sticks and you stick it on the ground.
Yeah.
It is a sheet of paper thing.
They don't take up a lot of room.
They're you can put out, you can buy a pack of 48 and just carry all of them out over one shoulder. 48?
Yeah.
Like, yes, please. Absolutely. But then also you have the people that are saying, oh, when they fly over,
they disappear.
They disappear.
And
later on in the season, they do get smart.
They do.
Do you mix it with, that's my question I want to ask them. And do you mix full bodies with silhouettes, or do you not do that? Because then do they see that? Do they think about it? Obviously, they do not know.
I don't know. I think a lot of it's like when you're scouting, just trial and error on stuff and trying to pay attention to like what's happening. So,
but my ex-boyfriend and I, we bickered about that quite often. I was like, do not do this. What are you thinking? Like, in my head, this just looks stupid from above.
Well, you know, and that's a really good topic, because I was just listening to this awesome podcast, and we're talking about technology and hunting and how, as technology advances, it can make easier to hunt, which is going to completely devastate a species. Like,
or
using
harder.
The sonar energy, you know, sonar, whatever, when you're ice fishing, which Wisconsin wants to take away
when
they just hunt your scopes. But
when we get back from break.
Yeah.
We will talk absolutely more about this and bring up our wonderful topic that we have with our producer, Jess.
Can't wait.
Oh, You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspending his presidential campaign and at a Trump rally Friday evening, endorsing the former president. So the question now, where will his supporters go? ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks.
A little bit of split messaging overnight from Democrats. The party saying basically good riddance. He always had the backing of Trump donors. They said that this was inevitable because that's where sort of his support had been. But you saw the Harris team really make a direct appeal to his voters, saying for those who want to turn the page on Trump, there's a place in her campaign for them.
One person detained but not charged after a deadly knife attack at a festival in Solingen, Germany, that left at least three people killed. Five others seriously injured. Authorities investigating a motive. Officials in Italy launching a manslaughter investigation into the sinking of a luxury yacht that left seven people, including British tech tycoon, dead off the coast of Sicily. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers at the Oakland Coliseum last night against the A's. The A's the first to score. They were up 1-0. Top of the second, Rhys Hoskins with a three-run home run, followed by Jory Ortiz with a solo shot. The Brewers on their way then to an 11-3 win. 11 runs off of 14 hits. Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the win on that explosive offense.
We were ready to hit. Hoskins, everybody kind of piled on after that. It was great. Sanchez had a big game, and Adames might not have got a bunch of hits, but his walks, Churio, Ortiz with a big hit. Yeah, the whole lineup over time did a good job throughout the game, and we kind of stayed on it. Stripling came in, was really good against us, but we kind of stayed on it. Played a complete game.
Game two of the series is tonight. Colin Ray against the A's right-hander Joe Boyle. NFL, the Packers hosting the Ravens today in their final preseason game. A recap coming up tonight. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers' first game coming up next Friday night when they host Western Michigan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. We'll see a high near 83. Slight chance of rain tonight, a low of 66. Mostly sunny, 83 again for Sunday. 70 Sunday night, warmer for Monday with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. For Tuesday, sunny and a high of 88.
Currently, 75 degrees.
Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Mino from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us live on location Tuesday morning, August 27th from 6 to 9. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Green and Gold Party House across from Lambeau Field. Even the Packer Band will be there.
Can't make it in the morning? Swing by their open house from noon till 6. Enjoy snacks, sign up for prizes, and take a tour.
Love what you see? Well, then be the first to book the house for your Green and Gold Bash before somebody else grabs it. That's Tuesday morning, August 27th, live from 6 to 9.
See you there. Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Mino from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us live on location Tuesday morning, August 27th from 6 to 9. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Green and Gold Party House across from Lambeau Field. Even the Packer Band will be there.
Can't make it in the morning? Swing by their open house from noon till 6. Enjoy snacks, sign up for prizes, and take a tour.
Love what you see? Well, then be the first to book the house for your Green and Gold Bash before somebody else grabs it. That's Tuesday morning, August 27th, live from 6 to 9.
See you there.
Save big on new appliances at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliances selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big on Whirlpool appliances at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly, so get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. Join us next time as we are back in Wisconsin after covering the DNC. We'll look back at the news of the weekend and get you ready for the last week in August. Badger football coming up.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I am Danielle Fairman. Joel Clayfish is down in Texas. He is moving his daughters down there, which is super exciting. I'm definitely going to miss them. They're such great souls.
They're beautiful girls.
Aren't they, though?
Yeah, like they're not coming back.
Well, I know, but it's not like I can they're go over and be like, hey, I want to hang out with your kids instead of you. So can you just, you know, shoo? They're pretty cool kids.
Yeah, you can.
I could. So we have reached the segment that I am very excited to talk about. The reasons why we had Megan and Alex on the show previously was to talk about the First Hunt Foundation and how you guys bring new hunters, not just women, but new hunters out into the hunting world, which is absolutely fantastic. And with us being an outdoor show, not only outdoors with fishing, hunting, it could be rock climbing, it could be kayaking, anything. And then it always ends with food because food. Mm-hmm. But this has actually brought us to our wonderful producer, Jess.
Hi.
Hello. So this segment is all about you three. And the reason why I say that is because our producer, Jessica, wants to go out hunting.
It's something I've never done. And seeing as I'm producing a hunting and fishing show.
Yes.
You need to.
I like the way you think.
Right. It's also just an experience that I'd like to have. I really like the idea of, you know, getting away from the really ultra-processed food and animals that have been raised in cages.
Absolutely.
And, you know, getting back to how it's been for millennia upon millennia and, you know, letting an animal live its life outdoors and then, you know.
See, and I love that you have that outlook already because there's a lot of people out there that have the negative outlook like, oh, no, you're just completely taking a life. Hunters are horrible, blah, blah, blah. But when you actually think about like that, like super processed foods, like just look at us compared to other countries. Like,
right.
I'm not saying we're all fat, but I'm just saying we all, you know, we like to eat.
You know, surprisingly, 2 weeks ago I was in Austin and I had a guy in the class with me that I was at.
That's
and
right.
He was a vegan. And I had some other people in my class because I had processed that deer in the hotel room.
Oh, that's awesome. This is so great.
Like 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah. There's great pictures. It's real
we
good.
Have all processed animals in hotels.
So,
oh, my goodness.
The girl tells,
but a deer? That sounds...
That's,
Airbnbs?
Yep. Yeah.
That's a thing.
So
good for you.
She told everybody what had happened last time that I had processed this deer in the hotel room. And he's a vegan. And I was like, are you offended? And he's like, no, actually, I appreciate you hunting instead of buying processed foods.
That's
he's like,
wonderful.
I'm not a vegan because of animals. I'm a vegan because I want to keep my body healthy.
Nice.
And I don't hunt, so I'm only going to eat plant-based things.
Yeah,
so
I've been
like,
moving
okay,
away
cool.
from eating meat because I don't agree with a lot of the factory farming principles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and buy local.
Yep.
Yeah, so when that's not a possibility, I tend to just eat plants, but, you know.
Good for you. That's awesome. I'd love to hear all of that. So. Jess is in the very, very, very beginning stages.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beginning stages mean she has created a Go Wild account.
This is the first step.
And reached out, which is what all of us hope for. We want you to reach out. We want you to say, hey, I'm looking. I want to do this. I want to go turkey hunting. I want to learn how to hold a gun. I want to protect myself. Talk about concealed carry.
Yeah.
So this is the wonderful. I'm very proud of you for taking this first step. It is huge. It's monumental. Very proud of you. So I am going to hand over the conversation to Megan and Alex because I know you have questions, Jess.
I do.
And I would send you to them even if they were not here because you guys are absolutely wonderful. So.
Not me for turkeys.
I heard a little bit about your experience with turkeys, Megan.
It's all good. We're going to fix it.
I'm handing the conversation over to you guys, and I will put my words in whenever I need to talk.
Perfect. So, Jess, I think this is an amazing opportunity, and you're going to go hunting, and you're going to fall in love with it. And I just want you to know.
I wish you guys could look at each other.
I know. I'm like looking at her through the screen.
I can see her. I can see you. You can see me.
Yeah.
It's all good.
And like, Megan, you probably get so tired of me saying this term pearl of wisdom, but I am going to tell you this whole pearl of wisdom.
She always says a pearl, or it's a nugget.
I do. It's our nugget of wisdom. Is for a hunt to be successful, it doesn't have to end in actually killing an animal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
The pursuit is actually so much more fulfilling. And hunting teaches you where your food's coming from.
Patience.
Oh, that's a thing.
Humility.
Respect.
And respect and understanding of what you're actually doing and why you're doing it. And so I think you wanting to be, you know, to go down that avenue to become a hunter, best thing you could probably ever do in your life right now. So,
all right. So cultivating that mindset of going in with expectations that, you know, my first time out, I'm probably not going to hit something, except for probably a tree.
Oh, yeah. We've all done that.
Yep.
All of us.
Yep. But putting that muzzle in a safe direction, though, you're going to learn that hunter safety.
Okay.
Yes, I will. Well, yeah. Tell me more about that. I know that I need to get certified.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yeah.
paperwork I need to do.
We're going like wireless and everything. There's no paperwork.
Yeah. Okay,
everything's online.
There's browser work.
I need the browser work. So you set up your Go Wild account for Wisconsin. So you get your DNR number. And if you go on there, you can find classes available for hunter safety. So
what is hunter safety? What does that all entail? I know what it entails, but what do people?
I don't know what it all entails.
Yeah. Exactly. So hunter safety basically entails like all the different firearm safety rules. And it also goes over some deer hunting items and things like that. But mostly it's just a safety class to make sure that when you go out into the woods or into the field, you feel confident with your firearm and how to handle it and how to handle situations where you're with other people that have firearms, too.
All right. So is this just like a short class that I have to take? Is this a questionnaire?
It depends on how you want to do it.
Okay.
So they have classes that they actually teach traditionally where it'll be a couple of days long. I think it's about between 10 and 20 hours, depending on the instructors you have.
It's a max at 10 hours, I think, for some and 18 for others.
Otherwise, you can take it online and then take the field test in person.
Mm-hmm.
So you would sign up for like a 1 day class. Then they do a short recap over everything that you did online. And then they would do the field test and the paper test there. And if you pass, you get certified.
And the field test, I haven't taken it for years, but that's just like you said, going over everything when you actually are shooting.
No live fire.
Oh, no live fire.
No,
okay.
Not in hunter safety anymore. But you're going to go over like the different types of parts of the firearm. Actions that you're going to come across in firearms, and then safety questions, how to talk to the warden if they ever approach you.
Oh, that's a thing, though?
Yep,
that's important.
Rules and regs.
That it definitely is.
How to ask permission.
That's fantastic.
They have that?
It's actually,
I want to go sit in these.
One of the questions that we go over, the scenarios we go over with the kids is how do you approach somebody to let them know or ask permission?
That is wonderful.
So, yeah.
That makes me very happy. Good. Teach manners. Okay. Teach you what's supposed to happen.
Well, not just that. Don't do it the day before you want to hunt either, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't show up in my head. Don't show up in camouflage.
Correct.
Exactly. You don't. And what the Hunter Safety Program in Wisconsin now is really focusing on is what Megan said. It's gun safety, but it's also ethics, right? And it's making sure that when you graduate the hunter safety class, Jess, that you are going to have a good understanding to why hunters hunt, what our license fund, and how it actually goes back into conservation and how it goes back into taking care of the, you know, game that we want to hunt and help with their habitat. But then it's also going to make you safe for the other people in your environment.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So once I get certified, what's next?
Decide what you want to hunt.
I want to rewind the conversation a little bit because during the break, you guys were talking about how you have hunter safety classes coming up in the next 2 weeks or a week.
In the next couple months right before gun season.
There are a lot of options for you, Jess. And we would love to teach you.
Excellent.
Yeah. We would love to have you at one of the classes that we're going to be teaching at.
All right.
Which
is
the 9th through the 11th? Or something?
So there's going to be a class on September 9th, 10th, and 11th, 9th, 10th, and 12th at Milford Hills.
All right.
And then there's going to be a class that weekend, that Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's going to be at McMiller. And then some of our friends that work in the DNR, they are also hosting a internet hybrid class. So you just do all the internet portion. And then you come in, take the field testing after you do about 4 hours of classwork, which is going to be going over shooting positions, carries, actions, tab K, all that stuff. And those are really
Jess
nice.
Doesn't know what tab K is.
I have
Jess?
No idea.
Well, we're
going to
talk about
said.
Tab K.
I understood some of those sounds.
I always forget one of them because I always combine things. It's a thing. Don't look
it's
at it.
It's an acronym for a reason.
K and K really. You know, I think they go correlated together. But actually, all the hunter safety classes are taught at a 6th grade or I think it's like 11-year-old
level.
Yeah, it's like fifth or sixth grade reading level for everything. So
yep,
which is good because, you know, sometimes I put words together like the,
like sentences.
The B and the K.
I'm a little dyslexic. But yeah.
Those other ones though, we don't have the dates yet because we haven't voted on them.
But
yet.
Those are all going to be on the Go Wild.
Yeah, they'll always be on the DNR website to let you know what's coming up and the different types they are, and how to register them for them too.
We can show you where to look for them, Jess, too.
Fantastic. Then, could you talk about the patron's license real quick?
Yeah, so the license that she wants to purchase before being certified.
Patrons of their conservation.
The patron's license where it includes all in one everything.
Yeah. You want to talk about it? You got me to do it.
You can.
Okay.
Fine.
You wanted to. So
if you're going to start getting into a lot of things and you're going to fish and you're going to hunt and you need stamps for waterfowl or anything like that, it makes more sense to buy it as a package because you save a little bit of money on it.
Yeah.
You get some magazines in the mail.
Oh, fun.
You get a whole conservation card.
You also get your state parking pass in that, too.
You do?
I mean, it's pretty useful. But if you really aren't sure and you just want to try out, I mean, when you get your hunter's safety, you should get a free small game license off the bat anyways. So.
Yeah. For your first hunter, don't you get a...
You used to get a doe tag back in the day.
A doe tag.
Yep. I don't think you do anymore.
Like your first tag is $5
your
or something?
I think it's I think it is your first couple tags. Like I know when
would know this
When I bought my first duck tag, it was $5.
Yep. I remember my first... went to the old Gander Mountain.
I miss Gander Mountain. Yep. But after that, you're like, oh, wow, yeah. But it's worth it. It is really worth it to buy the patron's license.
And I think
license.
It's like 120 or 60 bucks.
And you can add on tags, too, during the year. And it's a little, it's not discounted, but you're like, okay, just whatever, do the $12 in there. Mm-hmm. But the great thing about Wisconsin is they do allow you to be a mentor. And you can hunt with Joel or Danielle. And you can see if hunting's really right for you, right?
Mentee.
But what I really do like about that is that, you know, the rules for that is he has to carry the license. He has to carry a stamp, all the rules and regulations for that season. Mm-hmm. You can carry a firearm. The only thing that happens when you are hunting with him, he cannot kill the animal for you unless you have wounded it. It needs to be finished. But you are the only one who can kill the actual animal. He is with you and has to be within arm's reach of you. Visually has to be able to talk to you. And that's the rules of being able to mentor. And Wisconsin lets you do that kind of not an unlimited amount of times, but for different to see what you like. If you want to go deer hunting, then you want to go turkey hunting, you want to try duck hunting, you can do that with a mentor.
Mm-hmm. So would it be possible for me for my first hunt experience to just sort of tag along with a group, or do I still need to go through licensing?
You can go with them, but for your benefit, I think you should do the hunter safety class.
I will do the hunter safety class.
Honestly, even if you never hunt in your life, I think everybody should take hunter safety just for the firearm safety.
And to understand why the hunters hunt and to understand why we live the life we live.
Yep. And how every tag we purchase, every ammunition purchase, how that goes back into a fund for wildlife and conservation in Wisconsin.
That's why I always try to encourage people to get the patron's license.
Yep.
Because even if you're not doing all the things, you're still supporting what you're doing.
And hunters are actually some of the biggest conservationists.
We absolutely
are. Just by doing our sport, we're conservationists because our money goes right back into what we're doing and where we're hunting.
And I want to talk to Jess about why you chose turkey hunting as the first thing. Is it because it's
I didn't
fall.
Really choose it. Joel kind of chose it for me.
I mean, turkey hunting is
going to do
it. Fall turkey hunting is a category within itself. It is absolutely wonderful. I love fall turkey hunting, and it is coming up soon. September 1st is early goose. We got our dove.
Yep.
I'm ready.
Teal.
I am ready. And we get to talk about duck recipes that I'm going to be making at the Waterfall Expo.
All right.
Twang is the only thing country about me, then buddy, don't
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's all about the sound. Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Carolina. Don't you want to get down and dirty? Cause Florida, I'm thirsty. Hit me with your Tennessee whiskey and crank it up loud. Lay back, crazy old timer. Sweet night on your dive bars and diamonds.
Welcome back to Raisin Wisco. I am your solo host today, Danielle Fairman. Thank you for listening. Here with producer Jess on the boards. Hello.
Hey.
I shall call you Baby.
Yes.
Baby's first time. I'm so excited about that. That was absolutely wonderful. Again, I am here with Megan and Alex. And you guys just did what you do pretty much weekly with our producer.
Yeah, we're going to get her signed up for a class.
I'm so excited. And then hopefully with this hunt, when we finally go on the fall hunt, we can do a little pre-record before.
Oh, absolutely.
Right when you shoot it. Because you're going to be shaking like a leaf. The first
you're
going
to love it.
Oh, yeah. The first time I went out was muzzle loader for doe.
Yeah.
And
I love muzzle loader.
I am sitting in the tree.
Yeah.
And the whole branch is shaking.
You see the leaves are falling off.
Yeah. It was
a tornado coming through pretty much.
Twister.
My teeth are chattering. Like, I don't know why.
Was it cold? I mean, muzzle loader's usually
cold. No, it was not. I was just like super. It was just all the emotions, feeling all the things.
The adrenaline rush.
About a dozen doe were coming towards us. And I'm like,
which one do I pick?
And I was with Bill at the time. And he's just like holding my shoulders down. He's like, dude. Breathe.
Yeah.
I what?
That's so awesome, though. It's so awesome to see that in a first-time hunter. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
just like, that's what reminds you, like, this is why I like to do it. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. And again, that was only 12 years ago. I'm 36, so
yeah,
you can have that at any age.
What's cool is when it still happens to you.
It still does. Even with fishing. I caught a 3.62 bass.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, did you look at this thing? It is so exciting.
I get happy if I catch like a sturgeon. And I love catching catfish.
Those channel cats on Puygen.
I'm looking forward to
killing this
too.
Summer.
Oh, today marks my 5-year anniversary of catching my.
Tub.
Thank you. Oh, noodling?
Of noodling.
Were you when you went noodling?
I went noodling with Rend Lake Fishing Guides.
Yeah.
I went with Brittany and Jill for my first time.
Okay.
And it was Nick, and I forgot his partner's name, sorry. Nick Rend, they were absolutely.
Where were y'all at?
Rend Lake,
Illinois. Is that in Wisconsin?
Yeah. No, Illinois. It was a 6.5 hour.
Did you
drive.
Put your toes in, or did you use your? What
so,
did you guys do
with this one? Because I'm no Hannah Baron, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows Hannah. Do you know Hannah Baron?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
I'm gonna show you some videos afterwards. Hannah Baron, she goes out there. She's been doing this since she could probably walk.
Yeah.
And she just sticks her hands and pull out. Catfish that are bigger than her. I don't know how she does it. I don't know why it's got that southern accent too.
It's the music.
Probably. But so down there they know where they're going. They have like the logs and everything. They know they mark them. But then when we go in, they check them first. This guy is missing two fingers.
Like snapping turtles.
That's like every single time I have this conversation, that is the first thing that gets
snapping,
brought up.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. I don't care. Just take me. If you say it's safe, it's safe.
They'll be in there together.
You know, then don't go. That's all I gotta say. If you're gonna worry about it, don't do it.
Wait, you'd rather lose a toe?
I'd rather lose a toe than a finger.
I feel like I would rather lose a toe than a finger.
Toe than a finger.
I need these.
You can still balance.
Preferably none of them. You know, but
I mean, I could probably.
How
do
often
like a
do you use your toes compared to your fingers?
You use your toes for balance a lot more than anything. But I mean,
what if it's just like a pinky
toe? I'll just
toe.
Get a prosthetic. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So
anyway,
back to them.
Let's get back on track.
So, they check the hole first. And they're like, yep, there's a fish in here. Let's get this one. And I said, yeah, absolutely. So they put a piece of board on one side, the exit. Mm-hmm. And then they go on the other side. They have a board that goes down as well.
Yeah.
But this water is either from 2 feet to like 6 feet. And I cannot swim.
Yeah, I can't
really?
Either.
I cannot. I am terrified of the, if it's above 6 feet, nope. Or deeper than 6 feet, not happening. Like I will need somebody there to mentally calm me down because I am terrified of deep water, mm-hmm. especially lake water where you can't see what is happening.
It's murky.
Yep. No, thank you.
You only can't see it from the top. Once you actually are in the water,
but I don't
want to
be in the, I don't, why is my head all the way down there and it's 7 feet? Like, no, that's a bad situation. No, but unless you're with Ren Lake, who I told him, like, if it's above my chin, I can't do this. Like, unless I'm like holding, stepping on a brick or something, like, no, not happening. But
good for you for like advocating for yourself and getting what you need.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I have no filter.
Good.
Unless it's on the radio and I have to have a filter.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. But back to the story. So he would hop in there and I would climb down his leg because I can't, like, you know, like die. So I'm just like crawling down his leg and he gets it up. And then you hold, obviously, before you go in, you hold your breath, but you got to stick your, you got to go all the way up in that baby. And just go around and just try to feel for something that's going to bite you.
Yeah. No, you want it to bite your hand. Yeah, and then you want to hook your hand in its mouth and get through its gull and like.
Negative.
No, I don't want to do any of
that. You didn't do it like that?
Not at all.
How
not
did you do
one
it?
One of the fish I have caught were like that. You grab the bottom of the bottom lip.
Okay.
So imagine doing like a karate chop on your arm. Like a watcha, like a super hard one. I can do it to you right now. I know you want watcha. And that's how it feels. Like they just clamp down really hard. Mm-hmm. And you just grab the bottom lip and you just heave ho that baby. Unless you get scared the first couple times. you can hear Brittany's like, I heard you scream under the water. But once my first catfish was 18 pounds.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Did you guys eat it?
No, it's release. And then Brittany got her PB. Still to this day is her PB was 48.14 pounds.
Wow. That's awesome.
48.
It's fun to catch them like that, but it's. Yeah,
poor girl, I only got one fish my first time out, but she had two keepers, but hers was so big, I had to hold her other ones. I'm like, I don't know, this one's mine, but this one's hers. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But it's you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We need to get to our recipe right away.
Let's hear it.
Because I talked about noodling too much. So our duck recipe this week is quack on a quacker.
There we go.
Quack on a toasted quacker. And I'm very excited about it. This is what I'm making at the Waterfowl Hunter Expo. It is duck on top with whipped goat cheese and pesto. I am so excited about this that I can't even get it out because I'm just super excited.
We all got the giggles.
Yeah. But I also just purchased a Blackstone. So this is all going to be on a Blackstone.
Ooh,
I'm very
nice.
Excited. But I am posting this recipe on our Facebook page, and I'm very excited about it. You just need your goat cheese, your cream cheese, pesto, and your duck, and a baguette. And it's absolutely perfect appetizer.
Is that duck, is it marinated before you just
you
cook
have
it?
To read the recipe in order to find out.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Raised in Wisco. I am Danielle Fairman. Thank you, Megan and Alex, for coming out. Producer Jess, I cannot wait to go hunting with you.
Yeah.
Everybody stay safe.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention as well as analysis of all the events that happened over the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster, It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.